What bothers me about many of these visualizations is they're malevolent. There's an underlying malevolency. We have a lot of people who, well, one guy was sexually, violently attacked by crocodiles.
I know, that was a very scary day for everybody.
In what way?
Well, it was such a horrible experience, and it just seemed like almost a manifestation of some kind of evil just descended on this poor, helpless man. And even though it was horrifying, he pulled through and did fine with a little support. But, I mean, I don't mean to sound at all glib, but it was a horrifying experience for him. And I must admit, at that point, paused a bit and thought to myself, is it worth doing this sort of research if people are going to have that kind of an experience?
There are so many experiences here that I could talk about. Four distinct beings looked down on me like I was on an operating table. I opened my eyes. And that's the point I wanted to make. For many of these people, they would close their eyes. But when they opened their eyes, those beings were still there.
Mm-hmm. It was almost like a bleed-through, like a trans-world or trans-universe or trans-dimensional bleed-through almost. Yeah, and with eyes closed or eyes open, they saw pretty much the same thing on a large dose of DMT.
Wow. One that plays through frequently is bugs.
Yeah, some people saw insects. Some people saw ants, bees, praying mantises. Some people saw sort of space-type people like androids. Sort of Star Trek, Star Wars types. And, you know, it's the most common criticism I get about talking about the entities, and especially about the space part or the ultra-technical part, is that my volunteers were just very intoxicated and were under the influence of the environment in which the research was taking place. It was a pretty clinical, sterile sort of research unit in a university hospital. But, you know, it just didn't feel that way to the volunteers. And I think also the fact that people taking ayahuasca in the Amazon, some of the Native Americans down there experience ultra-technological hallucinations, visions, experiences under the influence of ayahuasca. And ayahuasca, as you know, contains DMT. So I think that...
Wait a minute, let me understand what you just said. Are you saying that the people in Latin America who use ayahuasca, which is the same thing, how do they use it, by the way? They don't inject it. Do they chew it or swallow it or what? Smoke it?
Well, in terms of ayahuasca, that's a drink.
But then you say that doesn't affect the body the same way.
Well, that's true. And for some reason, some very interesting psychopharmacology took place in the Amazon 20,000 years ago because the natives stumbled upon, or they found, or the plant told them that to mix two different plants allowed the DMT to become orally active. So there's one plant that contains DMT, and that's brewed with a second plant, which contains something that allows the DMT to stay active. And so these pre-industrial or non-industrial cultures, people within them who take ayahuasca also experience spaceships and technological interventions. But I think that the issue of the form these entities take, that seems cultural. And so I think that's not so hard to explain, or it's not worth objecting to. But the fact that there has to be something clothed, it seems like these entities are clothed in forms that we are familiar with. It also may be that enough people have the experience in some far distant place that others who are taking it have the same experience. For example, some people without any experience with ayahuasca who will take it in a European country, in an American country, experience visions of jaguars and anacondas and vines and those kinds of things.